great pomp and circumstance. So basically, they've pumped about €4.6 million into a big show, you could call it, that's taking place in Berlin, and the highlight of which, we're going to have world leaders gathered around the Brandenburg Gate. And there'll be 1,000 polystyrene dominoes that have been painted by people from all around the world, including people like Nelson Mandela. And they will be toppled at a certain point and will trace the path of the former wall. Sounds all rather kitschy, but they're really pumping a lot of money and effort into this because they know that the world's cameras are going to be focused on Berlin. We're expecting probably around 1 million or so people to gather in the city centre. And already I was out in the streets of Berlin this morning. The place is absolutely heaving, and there are lots of sausage stands out there and also stands selling hot wine or Glühwein. So very, very nice, sparkly, festive atmosphere.
Is there an unalloyed sense of celebration today, or are there mixed emotions?
Very much mixed emotions. I mean, we've got the focal point being at the Brandenburg Gate. That will be a very upbeat ceremony. We will have some poignant moments. They're also around the city. There are going to be some demonstrations outside, for example, the former Stasi headquarters, the East German secret police, where people will be demonstrating for better conditions for the victims of the Stasi, better compensation, and other candlelit processions. You also have to remember that the 9th of November, it's a very potent date in the German calendar. It was also the night of Kristallnacht, when Jewish shops and offices were plundered. So it has this very dark side to it as well. And of course, there will be ceremonies to mark the 136 Germans who were killed trying to cross the barrier from between East and West Germany. And also a lot of looking back and thinking what has happened over the last 20 years, how successful has reunification, which of course happened on the 3rd of October 1990, how successful has that been? And a lot of East Germans disgruntled that they've been left behind. So that's being marked quite a lot in much of the coverage in the newspapers, the debates on television, and roundtable discussions that are happening throughout the city.
We're going to be hearing from Anna Funder shortly, an author of Stasiland. One of the points she raises in the book is how difficult it is for a lot of citizens of the former German Democratic Republic to find out what happened to their loved ones and even what happened to them under the GDR. And I mean, the idea that the GDR era is kind of dead and buried isn't perhaps as obvious as it might be.
No, I mean, I think that there is a lot of effort being put into things like trying to piece together the Stasi files. You might remember in the days after the wall came down, and there were the Stasi officers went into their the archives and basically were to their headquarters and basically shredded the documents. Those documents are still being pieced together. There's miles upon miles of these files in the Stasi archives now in Berlin, and a lot of people trying to basically piece together the lives of this, or the anatomy, if you like, of this dictatorship. But a lot of this has got lost in the last 20 years, with this sense that Germany wanted to move on and move away and just become reunited again. Now there's much more soul searching going on than ever before, 20 years after the fall of the wall.